There's fun, and then there's holy cow, what happened last night fun. Yeah, it's more like that. Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty on US 99.
There is a lot of whiskey in Las Vegas. You can see for yourself. I'm going to send you to Vegas to see Garth Brooks coming up here at 3:30. And so don't worry, don't panic. Like if you get out of the car, there's always the Audacy app. It's on your phone. Take it anywhere. Audacy is free and you can listen to US 99 Chicago. On there is Scotty. We'll get you that. Got Windy City Smokeout tickets coming up. But first, it's good news, bad news time. Let's jump on.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, I'll give you the good news of a story. And Sophia, you're going to try and guess the bad news of the story.
Sure.
All right, here we go. The good news of the story is that after a long search, there's a woman who found the perfect apartment. She wanted to live there. She got the apartment. And so she recently moved in with her and her fish. Great. What's the bad news of that story?
I'm going to say, maybe, I don't know, where the floor is crooked or something.
Crooked floors? Like it was leaning one side and the fishbowl fell off the dresser?
I thought about the episode of How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, great reference, by the way. That's funny. No, that wasn't. That's really funny. That wasn't the bad news of the story. I didn't even get that. And I love How I Met Your Mother. The bad news of the story is that she got this email from her apartment complex saying that she hadn't completely paid her rent bill yet. She's like, what are you talking about? I totally paid it. And she went in there and she's like, well, you didn't pay your $250 pet fee charge. And she's like, what? They are charging her $250 a month for a pet because of her fish.
For a fish? It sits in water. It doesn't even do anything.
That's exactly what she's like. It can't destroy anything. It doesn't make any noise. Like, what?
Oh, my God.
And so, so she has, a past due credit, and she posted on TikTok, and everybody's kind of saying the same thing.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Oh, my gosh.
What I really could use is someone to get all three. Knock these questions out so we can get some new ones. They are the three trivia questions that stick. And go on and on until someone gets all three. All right, it's Scotty. And Sophia is in Bridgeview. She's on hold. She's about to take on all three questions. Don't forget that if she doesn't get all three, same ones are going to you, so she might do some of the work for you here. Sophia, are you ready to jump in and take on all three questions?
Let's give it a go.
All right, here we go. Question one. Kate Winslet played a character named Rose in one of the top grossing movies of all time. What is it?
Oh, easy. Titanic.
Okay. Question two. Name the two red suits on a deck of cards.
That'd be diamonds and heart.
All right, hang on right there. I'm going to get you question three in just about 6 minutes, two songs away. You know, it's crazy to me and a little bit beautiful is that we only know two headliners. We know Thomas Rhett and Cody Johnson from Windy City Smokeout. And to me, that's enough to sell it out alone. So there's going to be so many more and it will sell out. So I'm going to make sure you have some free tickets. 4 day passes coming up here at 4:30. But first, let's get back to business.
Can you get all three?
All three trivia questions. They stick, and go on and on until someone gets all three. Sophia in Bridgeview is in the middle. She took on questions one and two just a couple minutes ago, which means she's going to take on question three here. And if she doesn't get them, they go to you. So get ready. Sophia, you ready to jump back in? Take on question three?
Let's give it a go.
Question three, Sophia. 15% of servers wish their customers would stop doing this. What is it?
Leaving a messy table.
All right. Clean up after yourself. All right, Sophia. Let's see how you did. You got two correct also, Sophia. You got two. Nicely done. That was close. Hold on 1 second for me, okay, Sophia?
Yeah.
Not enough, though. We need you to get all three. 312-946-4995. I'm thinking about next summer. It's going to be so fun to be hanging out with you and watching Thomas Rhett and Cody Johnson. And those are just the first two that we got announced for Windy City Smokeout. And I'll have those tickets for you coming up here at about 4:30. And you can always listen outside the car if you have the Audacy app, Audacy. Jump on there. It's free. It's Scotty. Let's get you a couple things you need to know today.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
Before we get to the Luke Bryan and John Party collaboration, I teased you with it yesterday. Well, now we have some what it sounds like. Get to that in a second. First, let's talk about, this has actually been something that has taken way too much of my attention and time. If you haven't seen Annual Fat Bear Week, Bear, like B-E-A-R, like Chicago Bears, but it has nothing to do with them. What it is the competition for these different bears in this like wilderness in Alaska. They post online and they pit them against each other, where you show like a certain bear in July and then show them in September, and then you figure out which one of the two bears got fatter, got ready for hibernation. And so every day they would vote and they crowned a champion, and they did finally crown a champion. I've been watching this thing like crazy, and I'll put it on Instagram, US99 Chicago. But the 128 Grazer is the queen of the Fat Bear Week this year. And they're just adorable fat bears. So I want to share that with you, and maybe you could participate next week. Now, speaking of Fat Bear Week, well, that's probably a bad transition, but Taco Bell is offering their Taco Pass again. The Taco Pass is pretty simple. It makes it so that you can redeem one taco every day for 30 days straight for just $10. So all month, you get a free taco every day, and it costs you only $10 for the whole month, okay? You can check that out at us99chicago.com. Finally, let's talk about it. Yesterday, I told you there was some hugging in a studio between Luke Bryan and John Party, and now we have their song.
Cowboys and plowboys, just some good old small town boys. Boats make the world go round, boys. Boy, ain't that the truth.
There you go, John Party and Luke Bryan. The collaboration is called Cowboys and Plowboys. I don't think I'm either, but either way, we're going to get that actually officially tomorrow for the whole thing. So that was just a sample. You check it all out on US99.com or US99 Chicago on Instagram.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge.
It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US99. Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
So we're just about 6 minutes away. I'm going to get you those 4-day Windy City Smokeout passes, which is, I just can't wait till next summer. But there's something really cool happening on Sunday that I want to tell you about, because, you know, I do a lot of work with Make-A-Wish Foundation, right? So if you remember, what was it? Last month, I rappelled down a side of a building for Make-A-Wish Foundation, and it was insanely scary. There's videos on Instagram and all of that, US99 Chicago. But Sunday is the Walk for Wishes, which if you don't, and really have never been involved with Make-A-Wish, I've been involved with them for a really long time. Now, Make-A-Wish is really special because there's families and people going through like the hardest times of their lives. And what Make-A-Wish does is they kind of give this bright spot in those times. And not only for the person that is either going through that illness, but also their family and the siblings. And just to see a little bit of joy in some of those really dark moments is really, really special. And I'd love to tell you more, and I hope you find out more about it. But the Walk for Wishes is Sunday morning, and there's a couple of them around Illinois in Chicagoland area. I'm going to be at the one in Elk Grove in Bussy Woods. So if you want to join us for a couple hours out there, I have all the links for you on Instagram, US99 Chicago. Just go to the story on Instagram there, or you can go to wish.org/Illinois. Okay, wish.org/Illinois. But I want to tell you, it's really special what they are able to do for some of these families, like I said, that are having really hard times. So US99 Chicago on Instagram or wish.org. Your Windy City Smokeout tickets are 6 minutes away. All right, what do you say? It is time to get those Windy City Smokeout passes out. Joliet, Christina, you are caller 19. You're going to play for these Windy City Smokeout tickets. What do you say?
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right, Christina. So here's the deal. If you've heard, you know that I have a lot of weird friends. One of them is not necessarily Thomas Rhett, but the zombie version of Thomas Rhett. I know him. He's weird, but I gave him lyrics to the Living Thomas Rhett song. He's going to read some of those lyrics, and you are going to try and tell me what song zombie Thomas Rhett is singing, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Zombie Thomas Rhett, take it away.
Okay, sing. Now I 25. I actually 325 year old.
That's really old.
By drinking wine. With my wife at home, that seemed nice. She nice lady.
What?
Got a couple dogs? Delicious.
Absolutely not, zombie man. No eating dogs. Get back to the song.
And a couple songs on the radio. Oh, big star, big famous zombie.
Focus.
We sit around, boring. We laugh about how we used to be. I used to be alive.
Used to be alive.
Well, all we care about is turning 16. That was 300 years ago for me. Good song.
All right. Megan, what song is zombie Thomas Rhett singing?
16?
16 is the answer, and you will be singing it with the living, breathing Thomas Rhett. And, of course, Cody Johnson will be there, too, at Windy City Smokeout. You'll be there all 4 days. Sound good?
Oh my God.
That is the correct response. When you have a chance to play the king, you play the king. That's kind of the rule, right? It's Scotty, George Strait, of course, for the Live at 5, a live version of your favorite song. Every single day at 5 o'clock, that one goes to Samantha in Morris, who texts 44995. I do see all of your texts. Just to prove it, I see it. Nicholas in Glenview and Tina in Des Plaines. And who else we got? So we got Jancy in Elmhurst and, of course, Maggie and crew in Cedar Lake. You can text 44995 so I can keep finding those live versions of your favorite songs. All right, just after 5 o'clock, time to jump into some good news, bad news. Here we go.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
So I'll give you the good news of the story, and Vicky and Palos, you're going to try and guess the bad news of the story.
Sounds good.
All right, Vicky, the good news of the story is that there's a woman who found her dream job. So she picked up, she moved from her home in Florida to Virginia, and she actually got to start her dream job. What's the bad news of that story, Vicky?
Her ex-husband was her boss.
Whoa, that was really specific. Does that happen to you, or is that just your worst fear?
I do not have an ex, but, you know, that would be bad.
That would be bad. That's really... You just triggered somebody out there. You just really did. All right. No, that's not the bad news. The bad news of the story is that she moved all the way to Virginia and found out she wasn't actually hired for the job.
Ouch.
Yeah. So
she did not read the memo.
Well, that's why... So I guess she applied for the job as a cheerleading coach at Virginia College, and she was asked by the head coach to visit, and she said that they wanted to hire her for the role. So she moved to Virginia, and I guess she never really received an official contract, so she began her job. She worked there for a whole week before HR then decided to email her and say, hey, we've decided to move on with other applicants.
Wow, there's so many questions.
So many questions. I don't know how that happens, but it did. Get it in writing. That is the lesson we learned. Get it on paper.
I'm with you, Scotty. I'm with you. First
day. We gotta find him.
Well, we'll just have to find him someone who will never find.
I bet none of you can even find.
It's always hard to find.
Scotty on US 99.
It's called Scotty, You'll Never Find, and you've been texting in 44995, someone that you don't think I can get to call into the show. And I don't know who you are, last 4 digits 7020, but you must know me and know that I absolutely am terrified of spiders, hate spiders, like number one thing that I will not go near. Because they said, Scotty, you'll never find someone who eats live spiders. He writes, I will never find that person because I will never ask to find that person. However, I do like, there's some really good ones. I'm going to save these for maybe some other weeks, but let's stick with this one. I think this is interesting. These could be an interesting stories, although it will be hard to find. All I need is one. Last word is 2218 says, Scotty, you'll never find someone that got to meet their celebrity crush. Right? We all have that list. We all have those celebrity crushes, but did you ever get to actually meet that celebrity crush? Who was it? 312-946-4995. I've never had... My celebrity crush, by the way, is Anna Kendrick. 1,000,000% Anna Kendrick. And I've been 1 degree away from her. Never met her. So I couldn't call for this. But can you? Do you know someone, or did you meet your celebrity crush? Hopefully, all I need is one person to be successful today. 312-946-4995. I'm nervous. We won't get anybody. 312-946-4995. I'll take your calls or call next on US 99.
We gotta find
him. Gonna find
him. Well, we'll just have to find him someone who will never find.
I bet none of you can even find.
It's always hard to find.
Scotty on US 99.
So it's called Scotty, You'll Never Find, and today I took all of your texts and your suggestions. We're going with the person that texted in, Scotty, You'll Never Find, someone that actually got to meet their celebrity crush. I'm still waiting to meet Anna Kendrick, so if you know her, let her know I said hello. But let's see if I can find somebody that has met their celebrity crush. Tracy McHenry, is that you?
This is me. I sure did.
Stop
and I have
it.
A picture.
Yeah, and you got
I
a
did.
Picture. Who's your celebrity crush?
Josh Duhamel.
Stop. That's a good one.
It is a good one.
Now, did you get to meet him
one.
When he was in town filming like Transformers and stuff?
Yep. Yeah. He was. I met him. I was working at a hotel downtown. And
nice.
Some of my coworkers and I went across the street to have some cocktails, and he was in the lobby, and I just went up to him, and I don't even remember what I said. I think I probably said I love you. And
right. I was hoping you're like, and so I knew what room he was in, so I just met him up there, and you know, bada bang, bada boom, you know.
That would have been nice, right. But no, that didn't happen.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. All right, Ashley in Old Irving Park, tell me you met your celebrity crush.
I did. This might date me, but I met Ryan Cabrera, Ashley Simpson's old boyfriend.
Yeah. He's always around. He used to play like all the clubs, like Underground and all those places.
Dude, and he kissed me on the cheek.
Oh, there you go, with the big old hair and all of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's a nice guy though. I've met him a couple times. Super nice guy. Thank you so much for calling, Teresa. Did you meet your celebrity crush? Who was it?
I met Dennis Quaid.
Oh, that's a really good one. Where'd you meet him?
In downtown Chicago. He was doing a concert, and my husband bought me tickets for Valentine's Day because he knew I had a crush on him.
Yeah.
And we got to meet him afterwards, and I got a picture with him.
Your husband introduced you to your future boyfriend. I love that.
I know.
I almost made that mistake, too. We didn't get to meet him, though, but my wife's celebrity crush is Trevor Noah, and we went to go see him a while ago when he was, like, playing Austin, Texas. We went to Austin. But he's coming back to Chicago, and I got tickets for to see him then, so I may have done the same thing. I may have just given my wife away. I don't know. So, awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
No problem. Bye.